Hey everybody, I'm Karis.
And I'm Kelsey. And welcome to Chill Pill, your friendly neighborhood podcast where we react to your weird college stories.
College is crazy, and sometimes things can get a little icy. But as we like to say, anecdotes are the antidote.
That means laughter is the best medicine.
So kick back and relax, and let's take a chill pill. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 7, a very special episode because, well, we're in quarantine.
Yeah.
So if you didn't know, now you know. But anyway, apparently this whole freeze thing actually is a disease. Who'd have thought the tinfoil hat guy was right?
Yeah.
It's wild. Anyway, it's kind of spread to the whole of Waxahachie now. So the whole city's in quarantine and we are strongly advised not to leave our houses or to drive anywhere. But the authorities aren't really sure why it's happening or where it came from, but they think it's some kind of new brain disease, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, me and Kelsey decided to sneak out and record this episode anyway on the DL.
But we're putting it on the internet.
It's okay, because the internet is good at keeping secrets, right, guys? Anyway, we wanted to keep on doing the podcast because it's really important to take time to laugh, even when things are a little stressful, you know?
Anecdotes are the antidote.
Yeah. Okay, so Kelsey, how about we get started with our first caller?
So our first caller today is from Austin Reyes, and he is telling us about how he was frozen, not for just a couple hours, but for a whole night.
What?
Yeah. So here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Austin. So I just woke up, or something, I guess, because one second it was Sunday and I was walking to my car, and the next it's Monday afternoon, and my clothes are, like, soaked. I think I must have been rained on, because apparently I was standing out here frozen all night. But now there's like a bunch of helicopters above campus and people walking around in hazmat suits. I must have missed something, because this is insane. There's like four helicopters up there. One of them's a news helicopter, I think. Dude, it's like Armageddon out here. I'm walking around now and there's got to be at least 100 people frozen in random places. And there's all these hazmat people too. Dude, I'm going to go back to my dorm. This is crazy.
What?
But
why did they leave him out all night,
though? Yeah.
Because, you know, you can, like, we know from Brennan, he got moved when he was frozen. So you can move people when they're frozen.
Exactly.
But they just left him out in the rain.
That's mean. That's honestly.
Really sad. Although, to be fair, with the rate people are getting frozen, I kind of understand.
Like, yeah.
Can't really do too much on campus right now. Dude, the parking lots are wild. There's cars everywhere. It's weird. But, oh my gosh. Dude, my phone is blowing up right now.
What?
Yeah, there's like news story. Hang on. I'll put it on speaker.
In the small city of Waxahachie, Texas, thousands of people are all experiencing the same mysterious phenomenon, dubbed by locals as the freeze disease. This rapidly spreading illness causes individuals to become completely still and lasts indefinitely. During this time, the affected individuals do not blink and breathe very little. Scientists are unsure what is causing this spontaneous hibernation, but suspect it may be a new kind of pathogen. The phenomenon originated on a college campus in the area, which has become the epicenter of this citywide disaster. Authorities warn residents not to leave their houses except for necessities and to avoid driving. Federal officials are enforcing a citywide lockdown in an attempt to contain the spread, and health professionals have been mobilized to investigate the cause of the disease. Find out more tonight on 1010.
Dude. I don't know what's happening anymore, Kelsey.
I know.
That's like viral right now. Like, it's everywhere. Can you believe, like, we're famous?
Yeah.
SAGU was famous, guys, for starting a new brain pathogen.
Yay! So, where do you think it came from?
I don't know. Like, aliens.
Aliens? If it came from the college. It must be the crunchy rice in the den.
Not the crunchy,
the crunchy rice in the den.
No.
That's my theory.
If you live on campus and you eat food on campus, you know about the crunchy rice in the burrito bowl. And it's not good. You know, with the amount of people I've heard of getting like food sickness this semester, I wouldn't be surprised if there's another weird
subversion of food poisoning.
Crunchy rice. That's going to be in the description. Crunchy rice. Don't forget about the crunchy rice.
Yes.
Okay, so moving on from the craziness, we're going to do a little bit of a game, a little bit of a competition. We have a bunch of quotes here. Some of them are from students and some of them are from professors. And we want you guys to guess who said what. Was it a student? Was it a professor? I don't know. But we're going to let you guys guess on our Instagram. So go check us out on chillpill_pod at Instagram and keep an eye out for this kind of game we're going to run. And it's going to be super fun. We're excited. Kelsey, you want to start off with the first quote?
What in the biblically accurate angel?
I want to know what situation you would use this in because I can see it if someone has like a cockroach in their room, you know, all the arms and legs and eyes. You'd be like, not in a biblically accurate angel. I need my phone to load so I can see more band baby names. There's band baby names?
Apparently.
That's a thing. I kind of want to Google that now. I want to see it.
This place is academic. We're all supposed to be serious and depressed, right?
Oh. That's a sad one. Academics can be fun. Occasionally. You'd make a good cult follower.
Well.
What makes a good cult follower?
I don't know.
I'm afraid.
Is miming ASMR for the eyes?
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
We won't give away if it was a student or professor, but this was said in a class.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Kelsey and I are both in that class, and I immediately typed it up.
Yes. I looked at her, and we were like,
we made eye contact, like, write that down, write that down. That's a good quote. So if you're in that class, then you know the answer. Yeah, it's kind of attention-seeking, isn't it? I feel called out.
That is definitely, like, that quote describes you.
She thought it was my quote that I snuck in there. And it's not. I didn't say that. I have said similar things before, but let's not talk about that.
I can't afford money.
I relate. Oh. You go to the well to pick up women.
Well.
What? Well? Well, for people who don't go here, the well is a worship night they run every now and then on a Friday. So. And I hope that you don't go there to pick up women. That's not good. Don't do it. Be there for Jesus, you guys.
And as they say, depression is the best emotion.
No.
I don't think so.
Well...
Well,
what? Oh, not well again. I can understand a little bit of melancholy, a little bit of, you know, it's raining and you're all like moody, but nah, like, you know, we have counseling here. You go to counseling, you know, once they all unfreeze. Anyway, if I eat this now, I'm going to spit sandwich all over y'all. I wonder what kind of sandwich it was.
Just say you're constipated. Nobody questions poop.
Ew.
Ew.
You're not wrong, but like, ew.
Yeah.
What's the context of this?
I don't know.
You're trying to get out of something and be like, oh, I can't go. I'm constipated.
I'm constipated.
Oh, no. Nobody will question you. No one wants to talk to you after that. So, you know, success.
Exactly. Yeah.
Failed successfully. The key to good ministry, pizza.
I mean, they're not wrong.
This is true. This is true. Every youth
Especially,
night,
yeah.
Food That's, talks. That,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
We are simple creatures.
We are. Well, speaking of food, we have another cake story.
What?
Yeah.
Which, why do we have so many cake stories?
I know. Which kind of goes along with our theme this episode. Which is deja vu.
Deja vu.
So I'll tell the first story. We titled it Blue Diarrhea.
Oh.
So I'm a part of the DMA program here at SAGU. And we have this show called The Midday Show, which you should all go watch. It's on YouTube, The Midday Show.
I've watched it. It's really funny.
Yes. Well, in one of our episodes, we did a baking show. And so we had students who don't know how to bake. We put ingredients in front of them to make a cake. And they tried to figure out how to make a cake from these ingredients.
No instructions?
No instructions.
Oh, I would fail, but I don't bake either, actually. I would fail.
I feel like I watch a lot of baking shows religiously that I think I could figure it out. So they were baking and they are all starting. Well, the team that I was filming, they ended up putting a whole bowl of salt in there thinking it was sugar. So what happened was,
that's like the classic mistake.
Exactly. Both teams ended up being putting the whole bowl of salt in their cakes. But one of them restarted. But the team that I was filming did not restart. And they were like, okay, we're going to melt the butter first. So they put the butter in a bowl. Well, they ended up not realizing they put the butter in the bowl with the salt. So they just all mixed it in and continued baking. Well, then after a while, they got it to the consistency that they needed, somewhat cake batter-ish. And then they taste tested the batter just this kind of see. And they were like, man, that's a lot of butter. It was not the butter. And so they were they ended up okay, we need to cover this up. So they ended up putting a whole bag of sugar to try to cover it up. It did not work. So they ended up making honestly way too much batter than they needed. They could have made probably five cakes with the batter that they made it because they had so much sugar in there. And so they baked it and then they were decorating it. They were the blue team. So their frosting was blue. Blue frosting is not always the best option. Uh-huh. And it's a full cake covered in blue frosting. Well, it's a baking competition. So we had judges there. One of them was a professor and they ate the first one that was pretty decent. And they were like, oh, okay, this is not good. It was decent, I think, for not knowing how to bake at all. Then they got to the blue cake.
Oh, boy.
They took a bite and they all gagged so much.
I actually saw this clip because I was in our editing lab and I was watching the other people on your team edit this. And they said, come here. You got to watch this professor gag. But I didn't know any context. All I knew was that it was apparently a very salty cake.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, it was definitely a sight to behold.
They actually ended up winning.
What?
Yeah.
How?
The judges were they were both bad. Let's flip a coin. And it ended up being them who
won.
Makes
no sense.
Exactly. Well, the next day, that professor had several of us in a class, in the morning. And he looked at the, the director of this segment. And he goes, I had blue diarrhea last night.
So,
another cake story.
No context. Just straight at the beginning of the day. That's so gross. Yet another example of kill 'em with cake. What is it with you guys and your cakes? What are you putting in them other than salt and, I don't know, something else that makes people ill? You know what this story kind of reminds me of, though? It reminds me of those TV shows you see, Nailed It, or shows where they bring in people that cannot cook and that are using the wrong side of the knife, or they're doing stupid things. It sounds
those shows. I watch Worst Cooks in America, and it's honestly really funny.
See, I've seen clips from that, and this whole story sounded like one of those.
Exactly.
But I can't say I would do much better if you just handed me a bunch of ingredients. I don't know how to make a cake from scratch. Where is the box? Where are the instructions? Someone's going to die if we don't sort this out. Or have blue diarrhea. It's so funny because we are getting so many stories that are just kind of similar. And one of the stories we actually asked this on Instagram is fire drill stories, because it's honestly such a canon event.
Yeah.
It is a must happen thing. If you are a freshman, there's going to be fire drill trauma every year. Every year somebody has a story. They were in the shower. We got a lot of those stories.
Yeah.
Or just in some state of undress, or we have so many stories like that. And I wanted to share mine because I thought it was kind of funny. It was extra special. So it was me and my roommate. We were little freshmen. We were brand new. And we had both went to bed super early that night because we were little grandmas and we were new. And we were like, let's go to bed at 9. We're tired. And so we did. But she took melatonin. Oh. And so, you know, us poor, ignorant freshmen who did not know the ways of skipping all the fire drills. didn't realize it was surprise fire drill night. You know, the one that everyone knows it's coming, but you're, yes. you pretend you don't know it's coming and you're mm-hmm. just mysteriously not there. We didn't know how to do this yet. And so we were sleeping. She had taken melatonin and the alarm went off at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. My bed was lofted at the time. I woke up and I guess I levitated or something because one moment I'm in bed and the next moment I'm on the floor just standing like fully awake, like, whoa. You know, I was ready. I was grabbing my keys. I was grabbing my phone. And in the meantime, my roommate is like in her bed like, oh, what's happening? She was losing her mind because she was so like on this melatonin, just like, whoa, like barely awake. Mm-hmm. And so she starts like stumbling around the room being like, where are my chanclas? I can't find them. And neither of us thought to turn the lights on, you know. It's just she has black chanclas and she can't find it because it's dark. And so she's stumbling around like, where are they? And eventually she finds them, you know. And by this time I'm also ready. I got my phone. I got my mm-hmm. keys. I got my like hoodie on over my, you know, my pajamas.
Yeah.
Good to go. And so she grabs the door handle and she starts walking out of the door. Except she liked to sleep like without a shirt on, mm-hmm. which is, you know, whatever. But yeah. In her state of not really being fully awake, she was leaving the room without a shirt on.
Oh, no.
And I don't remember saying this, but she remembers it, that I shouted at her. I said, your shirt. And she was like, oh. And then she ran and put a shirt on. And eventually we got down and, you know, it was fine. Yeah. But it was an experience. But yeah, fire drill trauma. Yeah. Good times. And it, I don't know, it's been fun to hear y'all's stories as well as the fire drills. Send us more. We'd love yes. to hear them. We love the variety mm-hmm. and yet the sameness, you know, deja yeah. vu.
I also have a fire drill story. It was also one of the surprise fire drill ones.
It's always those.
It was also my freshman year.
It's a canon event. You have to be a freshman and be traumatized by exactly. a fire drill.
Yes. Well, I purposely, so we had like I skipped out on the first one, the announced one. Well, I thought I would pass the surprise one. I thought I missed it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, it's like 10 o'clock. It's already passed. No. So I just got back from like somewhere. I forget where I was at. And I walk in to the dorm. I look to the right and I see some firefighter, someone messing with the fire alarm.
Oh, no.
And right as I looked at him, the fire alarm went off.
No.
I was literally like oh. 2 seconds too early for this, like to miss this fire alarm.
No.
And so I ended up having like, you could see my oh. face of like disappointment of trying to miss this one. So I ended up having to like walk out, like do the whole fire drill and everything.
No.
So, but I was like, so I was so like, so close to missing it.
Did you like make eye contact with him?
No.
It would have been really funny.
That would have been really funny. I've been like,
like, don't do it. Let me leave.
Yes.
The now, timing, though.
I like literally stay out till like curfew to miss it almost
oh,
every
yeah.
time.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do. Upperclassmen, yes. we don't stay for fire drills. No. We know the drill. We know yeah. the drill. Probably shouldn't do that. Don't no. tell anybody. We do that. Mysteriously, we're never on campus for fire drills.
Yeah.
Canon event. Seniors, we're just upperclassmen. We're just not on campus for fire drills.
Exactly. Why do I need to stay somewhere that like will stress me out? Mm-hmm. Like I'm already stressed out about other things. Like mm-hmm. right now I have like this huge paper that's like due soon and I'm just like.
Kelsey. Hey, Kelsey, Kelsey, okay, well, listeners, I don't really know how to tell you this, but Kelsey is kind of frozen. Wow, she's like not even blinking. That's wild. it's fine. She'll wake up soon, right? Kelsey, I can't finish the podcast without you. Kelsey? I don't know what to do.
What? Weird what? Podcast girl. What? I finally found you.
How did you get in here? The door is locked.
I'm here and I have the cure.
Tinfoil hat guy? Okay, listen here. I don't know how you got in here, Mr. Tinfoil Hat Scientist Man, but like, We have rules, okay? So I guess read the quote of the day and we'll end off.
What's the quote of the day?
Here, it's on this paper. Read it.
Okay, the highlighted one?
Yeah.
That one? Okay. Yeah. Well, I have a perfect record. I have done 0 murders. Much like I assume you have also not done any murders.
What a great way to end the episode. Well, bye!
Bye!
Well, that's it for this episode of Chill Pill.
Thanks for listening. And if you're wiping away any tears right now, I sure hope they're tears of joy.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and spread the word.
Follow us on social media at chillpill_pod or use the links in the description to keep up with future episodes and behind-the-scenes content.
And don't forget to send in your own college stories for us to react to. We'd be frozen without you.
How did you even get in here? Like, the door is locked. Like, what? How?
Well, okay, it's a long story. But when I was, like, 11, I learned how to pick a lock to impress the girl down the street, Ginny Gildenhorn. She's still great to this day, but it didn't work out. But, like, okay, she never saw me pick the lock, so that may have worked. I'm not sure. But anyway, so I just stuck the little thing in the thing, and then there we go. Is this recorded?
Yeah.
Then I did not do that. And I unlocked it with the key I found that was unlocked.
Kelsey, can you wake up now?